Good morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
And welcome to Schools In this morning on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And I have with me this morning the Milwara Primary School. I've got William, Kiara, Alia and Sam. Welcome.
Good morning and welcome to 99.1 Yarra Valley FM. My name is William and I am here with my friends Alia, Kiara and Sam, and we're here from Milwara Primary School, East Warburton campus, to make your day. Just sit back over the next half an hour and listen to our information, songs, jokes and much more. As I said, my name is William. My name is William. I go to Milwara Primary School, East Warburton. I live in East Warburton. I am 10 years old. I love going on a bike ride, playing basketball, making books and going on camps. I have a family at home. I have two brothers, one sister and one dog.
Hi, my name is Kiara and I am 10 years old. And my school is Milwara Primary School, East Warburton campus. I love my mum and dad and my brother. And I have a pet cat named Gizmo. I love my cat and I love drawing.
Hi, my name is Alia. I am 10 years old and I go to Milwara Primary School. I have two sisters and a brother. I like painting and drawing. I also like playing soccer, and I'm trying really hard to learn to ride a bike.
Hello, I'm Samuel, and I'm from Milwara Primary School, East Warburton. I like video games. I'm 10 years old, and I'm from East Warburton.
First song is What About Us by Pink.
Searchlights we can see in the dark. We are rockets pointed up at the stars. We are billions of beautiful hearts. And you sold us down the river too far. What about us? What about all the times you said you had the answers? What about us? What about all the broken happy ever afters? What about us? What about all the plans that ended in disaster? What about love? What about trust? What about to be solved? We are children that need to be loved. We were willing, we came when you called. But man, you fooled us. Enough is enough.
What about us? What about all the plans that ended in disaster? waking up, come on, are you ready? I'll be ready.
On the 6th of November, the grade 4 and 3s from Nora Primary School went on City Camp. My favourite part about City Camp was going on the Melbourne Star.
Who's who next on the school news?
Sam.
On December 19th, the whole school was going to the Melbourne Zoo for an end-of-year excursion, and the 5s... Sixes have gone from East Warburton to Wanting Place and the Millgrove campus to Estevu.
Okay, next.
I went on school camp and I loved it. I went on the Melbourne Star and I saw the straight up.
On 3-4 City Camp on Wednesday, 6th of November, I went to Melbourne. When we were on the Melbourne Star, I could see a great view. Thursday, 7th of November, we went to AMSAC to do swimming activities. Friday, the last day of camp, we went to the Queen Victorian Market to buy stuff. I bought lollies, a watch, teddy bear, and a coin purse. A few weeks ago, I went to orienteering at the Marinda Dam. I was in a pair with Stegan. We were the first ones that finished. Yesterday, Wednesday, 20th of the 11th, 2019, we had a trail bike ride day. In preparation for the bike camp later this term, the aim of the day was to push the limits of the bike riding that has been done up to this point to give the students an idea of what to expect on bike camp. Super proud of our students as a group as they stood up to the challenge very well indeed. We rode in two groups. One group who were the fitter cohort rode well over 60 kilometres, and the other group rode over 45 kilometres on a very warm day. The aim was to ride to Seville and Wandin, have lunch at Seville where Mr. Barnard and Mr. Cooper put a sausage sizzle for lunch, and then return to school. Almost all the students completed the ride, and it was fantastic to see the morale and the way that students supported one another through a very tough day. Their ride manners on the trail in looking out for other trail users were fantastic. A big thanks to Mr. Barnard and Mr. Cooper for a great lunch. Thanks to Mr. Barnard for being a support vehicle and meeting up with us at our designated rest stops and launching place on Warri Alec and providing us with snacks and fruit.
Okay, whose song? Sam, yours, is it?
Yes.
Your song?
Hey Jude by
the Beatles.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. What do you get when you cross a computer programmer with an Alpha Read?
I don't know, Sam. What do you?
A floppy disk is thrower. How does a dog stop a VCR?
I don't know.
He presses the pause button. What if you cross a dog with a fax machine, what do you get?
I don't know, Sam.
A fax terrier. which dog never barks?
I don't know, Sam.
A hot dog.
Who's it?
What's the easiest way to count cows?
No idea.
On a calculator. What did the tomato say to his friend who was running behind him?
I don't know.
Ketchup.
That's
why do cows wear bells?
I don't know.
Because their horns don't work. What mouse won't eat cheese?
I don't know.
A computer mouse.
Oh, yes.
Come on, Alia. Your turn.
How do you spell mousetrap with only three letters?
I don't know.
Cat. Why did the Cyclops give up teaching?
I don't know.
Because he only had one pupil. What kind of cheese do monsters eat?
I don't know.
Monsterella. What do you call a witch that lives at the beach?
I don't know.
A sandwich.
Right. What did one of the fireflies say to another? I don't know. Got to go now. What has four legs and goes boo?
I don't know.
A cow with a cold. What animal drops from the clouds?
I don't know.
A reindeer. What time is it when you see a crocodile?
I don't know.
Time to run.
That's your song,
Your
song?
This song's called Believer by Imagine Dragons.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, my sea, oh, ooh, the master of my sea, oh, ooh. I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the... Above, oh, ooh. I was
was choking in the crowd, building my brain up in the cloud, falling like ashes to the ground, hoping my feelings, they would drown, but they never did, ever lived, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke open and rained down, it rained down like... And the flames, you're the face of the future, the blood in my veins, oh, ooh, the blood in my veins, oh, ooh. But they never did, ever lived, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke up when it rained down like...
At school, I've been making a picture storybook in class, and here's what I wrote. The Lonely Fish by Kiara. Once there was a fish named Fishy. She wanted to get in by a cat. She walked and walked to find a cat. Instead, she found a goat named Goaty. Fishy said, I'm looking for a cat. Goaty said, I saw a cat, but I don't know where he is right now. Last time I saw him, he was walking left. Fishy walked and walked left, but all she found was a dog named Doggy. I need to find a cat, said Fishy. Doggy said, I saw a cat near the cow over the hill. Fishy raced over the hill and said to the cow, said Cowie, the cow, do you know where the cat is? Cowie said, he has gone over to the city over the hill. Moo, moo, moo. Fishy raced over the hill and to the city and saw two cats. Their names were Mickey and Mindy. Fishy said, can one of you eat me, please? Mickey said, yes, I will eat you. Mindy said, no, 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 no. I only like tuna, so Fishy got what she wanted.
Hello, what's your name? Good morning. Alia. Right, start reading.
Okay. One day, Book the cat was eating his cat food. Then a pickle jumped out at him. The pickle was going to say hi, but before he could, Book the cat zoomed away under the table. Pickle went under the table and said hi. As Pickle said hi, Book zoomed into the kitchen. As he was running, he broke a glass bowl. After a while, he got tired and went to bed. As he was going to sleep, he realized it was okay because he's just a pickle, and now they are best friends. It's clear they are different, but that's okay because the differences is what makes them the best of friends.
I'm Samuel, and I'm gonna read my picture storybook that I did it at it's school. I made a picture storybook. It's called Potato Man Superhero. One day, Seth was doing some cooking, but a gust of wind blew the very old chemicals off and fell on the potato. That's how the potatoes came to be. They started their own shelter, and over time it was turning into a city. They called it Potato Land. One day, Master Patel Jones was using a supercomputer for evil plans. MPJ announced we'll cover this town in gravy. Everybody panicked except the Patel Man Spud Jr. Patel Man Spud Jr. went and stopped flying and they weren't giving up, but doink. The mashed potato Jones turned into a small blob. But Spud Jr. went on mashed potato man, squishing him. A potato man gets the medal but gives it to Spud Jr. But there's a new fight coming, a lot of potato villains in a giant cat costume. The Trojan cat. It's named after the Trojan horse. But something else.
Good work.
Hello, my name is William and I'm going to read you my picture storybook called Black Saturday. One morning, a teenager thought of a really silly idea. Hey, let's make a fire then leave, said Greg in excitement. So that's what Greg did after convincing his friends Cooper and Bobby to join him. The day they lit the fire was February 7th, 2009. The fire surrounded the valley. It roared through the forest and it was the worst one that Australia had experienced since it was discovered. The fire burned for 3 months. It had the Reefton, Milgrave, Warburton, Yarra Junction and the Warialik Fire Brigades fought the fire. On March 14, 2009, they thought the fire that had been extinguished by the four fire trucks and four aircraft, but it wasn't out yet. More aircraft and fire tankers and fire trucks had to be called in. They eventually managed to extinguish the fire. The cooler weather also helped put it out. Finally, the Black Saturday bushfires were over. This is my song called Old Centuries by Fall Out Boys.
Some legends are told, some turn to dust or to gold, but you will remember me, remember me for centuries. Just one mistake is all it will take. We'll go down in history, remember me for centuries. Wrong with me. The kids are all wrong. The stories are long. Heavy metal Pokemon.
shout out to all my family members. Bye.
Oh, see you later. If you're listening to this, I don't know what to say.
Bye, family.
Yes.
A big shout out to all my family. A big shout out to all my family.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.